The rest of the story. The channeled Scabland is a geological wonderland, a horizon-wide territory of twisting canyons and dry waterfalls, towering buttes and yawning basins in the American Pacific Northwest. It's a region so marvelous and so mysterious that only recently have scientists begun to comprehend the extraordinary stroke of nature that created it all. Elsewhere in the world, such a vista might be expected to have taken tens of thousands, if not millions of years, to erode, to evolve into its present scenic glory. Yet there's only one other place anywhere that we know of, anywhere, that looks anything like the Scabland. By the way, it took only 48 hours to create ours. 12,000 years ago, as the planet was emerging from the Great Ice Age, a portion of the North American continental ice sheet reached down into what's now the Idaho Panhandle. Then, as now, the Clark Fork River was flowing. But as the ice sheet descended, it blocked the river's mouth. And that natural dam created the incredible Pleistocene body of water that paleogeologists now call Lake Missoula. Lake Missoula stretched for hundreds of miles across western Montana, 2,000 feet deep. It contained more water than Lake Erie and Lake Ontario combined. Too much water for any dam, even a gigantic glacial dam, to hold back. And so, as Lake Missoula reached its maximum depth, the dam burst, and the rate at which its contents blasted westward was 10 times the aggregate flow of all of the rivers of the world. A wall of water 2,000 feet high, traveling 65 miles an hour, screaming across the Idaho Panhandle and the breadth of Washington and Oregon toward the Pacific Ocean. Well, you can imagine what it did. And you can see it today. In 2 days and two nights, Mammoth Lake Missoula was empty, utterly empty. And in the wake of the torrent, it wrought mountains of gravel 30 stories high, 200-ton boulders strewn about like children's toys, a solid rock water carved into stone towers and majestic cliffs, and 50 cubic miles of earth swept into the sea, all in 48 hours. And then guess what? It happened again. The ice dam reformed, Lake Missoula refilled, the dam burst again, and again and again, in fact, dozens of times through subsequent centuries. What's left is the channeled Scabland. Now, it has been called geologically unique, literally one of a kind. It is not. No, one other place we see the remnants of such a magnificent hydrocataclysm, where a bizarre landscape was sculpted almost precisely as you have just witnessed. So the next time you think of that place, I want you to remember that once upon a time it was alive, that before its face turned to stone, it had a vibrant, violent, turbulent history replete with creeping continents of ice and bursting dams and raging floods. Oh, you may have believed it was a dead red rock, that planet Mars. Yet you are entitled more and more to wonder how much Mars and Earth have in common now that you know the rest of the story.